With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia, and as always, I'm here with my lovely co-host, Amy. Amy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I thought this was an interesting episode, but I'm excited to see how, you know, these couples were doing on their honeymoon.
Yeah. It seemed like we got a bit of a, well, it was like the first day and that day and a half or so.
Yeah. Hard to know. I feel like some of them, you know, are hitting it in stride and some of them have hit major roadblocks. So I'm excited to get into it, but there weren't like huge warning signs for me on anyone. So I'm almost wondering, is this like the most compatible we've seen on honeymoon so far, where there's not like a major, major issue interpersonally going on?
Yeah, that is a good point. Like, I feel like a lot of the, I feel like the couples I thought would have a little bit of conflict are doing a little bit better than I thought. And then even the ones that are kind of, you know, when they do the dramatic, it's like, you're really trying to shape my opinion about this situation.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as they're making it seem.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying to like, oh, is this drama? Is this drama? Especially if when I hear it with Johnny and Bao, I'm like, what, are you serious? What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Some clever cutaways here. And yeah, I think the experts, my theory now is that they really wanted to overcorrect. They knew, you know, I'm sure it was like before the season was even airing, but they probably knew like how it was going to be received the last season and like just some of the big mistakes there that I think they didn't pick anything that was going to be too, you know, combustible.
Yeah, it seemed like they were, you know, they usually put forth that effort with like two couples.
Yep.
Like, we need to do that for like 4 out of 5.
Right.
Or else people are going to start labeling us like the Bad Girls Club or something.
Yeah, they just have to have one kind of low key season. Then they'll come back to their old ways. But I think they're aiming to like have a really high success rate this time, so that they can sort of like just forget about the, you know, past couple.
Right. Exactly. Like, can you just imagine if they were to get 5 for 5 this season, we would never hear the end of it.
Oh, I know.
In all the seasons to come.
Yeah. I it's kind of like The Bachelor. Like, I think it's like when they got Sean Lowe to actually like walk down the aisle, then it's like, you'll never hear the end of it till the end of time. So I think that's kind of what they're going for. They're aiming for that for one season and then they'll never do it again.
Right.
So we'll see. We might come close this time.
Yes. And the fact that they're in Houston, there's no excuses not to have Dr. Viviana's input. She lives in Houston, couldn't be closer. So hopefully, you know, as the season progresses, when they get back from their honeymoons, if there is conflict, we do see some intervention. And it's not like episode 9, they're finally coming in.
Right. Do we know where the other experts are based? Because maybe we'll just schedule the location scouting right around them.
Right. Each season, it just alternate their cities.
Yeah.
So what were you gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna say, how would you feel if you were this resort that was sponsoring? Because this episode started out, even just the preview, it was like, so last week we saw Mirla trashing it, you know, but they didn't really like focus on it too much in terms of like here at this beautiful resort. But this time we started out with Pastor Cal at the beautiful Isla Bella or whatever. And then the next soundbite was Mirla going, I want to throw up.
Yes.
We focused again on her saying it was the retirement home.
Yeah, I think so. For one, it's very possible for them to have not even named the resort. They've done it with like apartment complexes. Now that they like all of the couples, when they said these apartment complexes, I can't remember if it was season 11. The complex didn't want anything to do with the show. And so they didn't have like even the outside shot of the apartment complex was not the actual place that they were living. Yeah. And so I think
Did they trash the apartments or they just thought it was too scandalous?
I think they just didn't want it associated with a TV show. I'm not sure. Like if the management was just like, we don't want anything to do with reality TV, or.
Because there was one season where I was like, oh, these are pretty nice places. Like I'd want to check that out if I was living in that city, but it probably was the same one that wasn't.
Yeah, it was 11. It was, well, if we're on season 13, maybe it was 10 or 11. I think it was 11, 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. But I remember seeing that somewhere that it was like someone knew the apartment complex that they were in because they had a lot of like merch from that apartment complex in the episode, like
funny.
Cups and koozies and stuff. Yeah. And they were like, that's not, whenever they had the outside shots, that's not the place.
So funny.
So like they, knowing what Mirla said about this place, they could have left that out. Yeah. I mean, they could have had the outside shot. We never would have guessed what the place was. So I'm like, that was a little shady of them to actually put the name of the resort, knowing how she feels about it and how vocal she was.
Well, I'm thinking that the resort must have like insisted that, you know, that was probably part of their deal if they got free rooms or something. But then maybe they missed a line in the contract that they should have placed, like, will not disparage, you know, like.
Yeah. And it's like her opinions about the place are so much a part of her storyline that it's like it was impossible to leave out.
Yes.
So today we are talking about season 13, episode 5, which was the start of the honeymoon. And so we kind of kicked off the honeymoon's last episode in episode 4. Definitely go check that out. We had the awesome Jason Reed with us. And so this episode, we get to see them, all the couples meet and finally find out who is married to who. And then also each of the couples got to do a little activity, like one of their first activities that they had planned to do while on their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So the couple that we are going to start with, because they had a very different experience than the rest of the couples, is Zach and Michaela. So last episode, we left off with him saying he's going to take a COVID test and he's going to find out the results. So what we find out is that they ended up sleeping in separate bedrooms and he said he feels really tired. He has chills. We find out he tests positive. She tested negative. And so we get that scene that they showed in the previews where he's like, mentally, I can't be next to you. And she's just upset because she's like, I'm on my honeymoon. Like, I didn't come here to be alone. But then, you know, he's coming from a place of like, he's like, I mentally can't be by you because he wants to, you know, enjoy the honeymoon as well. But he has COVID-19, so he's contagious. So he literally cannot be beside her.
I was getting really frustrated. I know like it has to be really hard for Michaela, but I was just getting frustrated. Yeah. Like, let's just take this seriously, you know? And then I know Rachel later on was talking about like, oh, I totally like, in sickness and in health, but it's like, yes, you support them, but don't put yourself at risk. Like, it's not worth it. If there's a way to stay safe, and you know, I think like show an example of that, like taking it seriously on the show is good too. So, and I think the show really lucked out in that soundbite, like mentally I can't be next to you, because like it doesn't exactly make sense. Like at first you're like, what does he mean? You know, like you have to really know the context. Otherwise it sounds like he's like I can't be near this person, you know? Yeah. And so they just, not that you would wish anyone to get COVID, but it, like, they lucked out in that scenario that they had all this to make it look like there was this huge drama right away. Mm-hmm. And it's a dramatic situation, but it's not anything to do about their compatibility.
Exactly.
But where I would side with Michaela is that, why does she have to go home? Why can't they get her another room? Is this booked out? Like, can't she just, why can't she go relax? I mean, I know that they probably can't send her to go hang out with everyone because she could test positive later on, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, we saw her, she ended up FaceTiming Rachel, and Jose, and saying that she made the decision for her to go home and for, Zach, he's going to quarantine in Florida. So yeah, I felt that was, I mean, I understand her side of it where she's like, I don't want to stay and do a bunch of single stuff because I've been doing single stuff. Like, that's the whole reason I got married at first sight. But I also was wondering, like, can't they make the most of it? Like, yes, okay, that does really suck. Mm-hmm. We have to be in separate places, mm-hmm. but we can FaceTime while we're in the same room. We can mm-hmm. be in the same room and be apart and, like, okay, let's make some games out of it. Let's do some, like, I feel like there was a way for her to stay.
I'm wondering
I feel like she had to go back.
I think maybe there was probably some protocol that was, like, set up. Like, if someone tests positive, they have to be, like, completely isolated. But I don't know why the show couldn't have sprung for another room for her unless there was completely, like, no space. Because and if she really just wanted to go home, I don't think she should have been, like, you have to go home.
It also could have been a thing with the crew because, mm-hmm. you know, we forget that there's also always someone, the producer, always the cameraman.
So it would be more than one room. Maybe they would say, like, we don't want to risk our crew to be following you around in case you test positive. But that's also, like, should we be putting her on a plane if she's had this exposure too?
Right. Because it could have been like, oh, she hasn't tested positive yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, can we just, you know, can't you just lounge outside, like, have her private room and relax, and maybe don't film her, but, or get them an Airbnb somewhere where they can all kind of spread out, but just let her, like, sort of, FaceTime from a distance and possibly meet up with other people. And just, I don't think these honeymoons are all that long, you know? So just let her.
Exactly. Like, she's, like, all of the conversations they're having, Zach and Michaela are much further along than some of these other couples. So it's like, she could have benefited from conversations with the other couples. Well, to say, like,
perfect. She could have been down there when, like, she could one up everyone with, like, Jose and Rachel showing off how they're doing, and then played off of Gil when he was there by himself. I think that would have been good.
Yeah. It's like okay. But the reality is, like, anytime you go somewhere and they're asking you questions like, okay, have you been exposed to someone who has tested positive? And it's like, yes, then you're also at risk. So it's like, okay, I can see the possibility of her maybe being contagious and them thinking maybe it was a false negative.
Or if she's been vaccinated, I would think at this point they had that option. So maybe she, like, could have passed it along, but wasn't testing. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know all the technicalities, but I just feel like they could have let her at least chill out somewhere, not have to fly home right away either. And maybe they could have, she could have spent that same time, but I suppose she has commitments to get back to. Do you think that preview when she's, like, slamming the door and getting really upset, do you think that, because now I'm just like, okay, they're going to be fine. There's nothing wrong with them. And it's just something about production showing up when he's not there yet. And they're like, hey, how you doing? I slayed from your husband. And she's going to be like, get out of here. Leave me alone. Like, you took my husband away. Like, the situation sucks. Like, I just don't think anything's caused by his actions anymore. I'm mad at the previews.
Right. I don't know. I can't imagine. I feel like they'll be very happy to see each other once he's finally cleared. He's quarantined. He tests negative. I think they're going to be very happy to see each other. So I honestly don't feel like that scene that they showed will be until, like, down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like maybe a few. I don't think it has anything to do with him now. I'm just think it's going to be. I'm annoyed at the show. Like, you remember how AJ, all his like outbursts.
Yes,
it was nothing with Stephanie, but it was with Filmy.
Exactly. Yeah, very true. So yeah, that's pretty much all we got from them. We did see a little bit of him in his hotel room alone. He said he can still smell and taste, but he felt sick, and Michaela was sad and irritated and overwhelmed. And he was thinking like, I really hope she doesn't resent me for the rest of her life because of this. And I'm like,
what? I hope not.
Right. It's out of your control. Like, it's a very contagious virus. I mean, there are people who are taking all precautions and it, you know, still by chance catching it. So, you know, this isn't just like an STD where you can take every precaution and not get it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I really hope she doesn't have that stance. That would be terrible. But yeah, she went back to Houston and she misses him and he misses her. So yeah, it's just that, I mean, that's all we got from them. I guess if they're not on the honeymoon, there's not much to show from the honeymoon for them.
Right.
So where would you rate them?
Yeah. So it's hard to, have anything new, but I'm still at a 5 for them because I don't see, maybe, I don't know, was I a 4 last time? I'm just skeptical of anything that made me doubt them. They didn't handle it the best, you know, in terms of like, but I think it was just like the emotions of the situation, and I think now I'm just like, okay, they're good. So I'm going to give them a 5. They'll get through this. Like Rachel was telling Michaela, like, you'll find a way to do like a mini honeymoon in Houston somewhere. And I'm sure they will, because they always have that retreat and stuff too. And I think that
they legit could go back to Florida.
Yeah, it's not that far. But, like, that's a perfect like sort of segment for them to film. Like, you know, a couples cam has to have all these like little activities, little things to like make up their story. That's like a perfect thing that he's probably gonna make up to her and surprise her with. So
so I'm gonna rate him a 4 only because I fear that this will slow down the progress that they were making. I just don't know. I just don't want them to, I hope they're communicating frequently on the phone and over FaceTime and continue to get to know each other, and that this hasn't just like put a halt to it. Cause you never know when momentum is, it's like, if you're like racing, you know, you're running 100-meter dash and then you trip, it's really hard to get back up to where you were. I'm gonna stick with a 4. So we've maintained a 4, or so the first week we were 3 and a 4, second week 5, third week 5, last week we were a 4, so this week we're a 4.5. So they're still doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too concerned yet.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So which couple do you want to get into next?
Let's talk about Johnny and Bao, my favorites. God, they had some fun scenes this time around. And the conflict that they started out with is kind of centered around their sleeping arrangements. And kind of what I was thinking before when she was putting that pillow barrier between them, it was shortly after he said something about her snoring or something, and she's just like, let me just place this. I was like, okay, I think she was bothered by that, and this was her way of like, let's reinforce that, like, this is gonna stay here. And now I think this episode really confirmed that, because apparently snoring is her biggest insecurity, and I didn't think it would be this big thing throughout the episode, but it seemed like a playful little thing. Like, I feel like that would be something really cute, what Johnny was doing, being like, oh, we were visited by these little animals in the night, so I didn't sleep that well. And she seemed to like have playful banter back, like, you stop that. But and it wasn't until later on that it came back around. And it was like they had made this all this progress throughout the episode, but then it was sort of like, let's put a damper on, you know, our romantic moment now, because I'm going to bring it up again. So.
Yeah, it seemed like she was playful with it at first, but because it was just like, okay, this is him learning about it. But the fact that he's brought it up every morning that they've woken up together, she's like, okay, wait a second.
Yeah.
It's like stirring up all of these, the insecurities that she has. And for someone like, because I could see it from her perspective, like, she knows she snores, period. But then for the person that you're like romantically interested in to constantly bring it up, it's like, okay,
well, enough. And like, if she was dating someone, it would be like, okay, I already know that this person is in love with me, he's gonna accept this about me. But if it's like, oh, like the first night we're technically meeting again, if you learn this about me, yeah, I almost think it's like a really deep-seated insecurity when she talked about how she would stay up all night as a little younger teen or whatever at camp, that I almost think like she needs like some kind of like to really work through it, to get over it. Cause that seems really debilitating to like, even if like he doesn't bother her about it, I feel like she'll still be thinking about that, or that will put a, like, just continue to be something that hinders them getting intimate, or, you know, sleeping in the same room. Because anytime, if he doesn't say anything ever again about snoring, but if he mentions like, oh, I'm tired, I think she's gonna be like stewing about it, like, oh,
yeah,
because I
exactly
yeah. Or if she sees that he's wearing earplugs or something, you know, to so I don't know, I just feel like she has like so many, like, she's such a perfectionist with her spreadsheets, and she has this process, and this is something out of her control. And I think that's really hard for her.
Yeah, I was literally about to say that. This is the one thing she can't control. So she, like, it probably really bugs her.
So I'm hoping that, I think maybe what Johnny needed to do is really, I think he did well explaining that he thought, you know, that's kind of like his way of showing he likes someone. And, but then I think his next step would be to really stress that it doesn't actually bother him, you know, or that it's not like a deal breaker in any way. So I just hate that it came back around after they had such like a nice romantic date, which I can get into as well. But and then they both went to the couples gathering. So there was a couples gathering that obviously Zach and Michaela couldn't make it to. But everybody else got to, you know, have their date at the pool, which
Can we comment on that?
Sure.
Okay. There, I don't want to talk about this resort.
Okay.
But I've seen that kind of pool at like motels.
Yeah, it wasn't like a resort pool, really.
Not at all. Like even a
or a retirement home.
Yeah. Yeah, like at least it could have at least it was just a standard square pool that had a gate around it. I'm like, yeah. I'm sure the cost of that resort does not it would you would think would warrant a nicer pool.
Yeah, it could seem more like I get Mira's point because it seems more like a right. community, you know, like it's not
a getaway.
Yeah, and there probably are senior citizens that she's seeing there. Like it's probably timeshare and there's a marsh and, you know, it's not like you're right on the beach. And they've had, if you've watched the show before, they've had some really amazing resorts. Like think about like the, what was the one in, and I guess, you know, they can't travel out of the country anymore, but even going to Vegas is cool. Like, cause it's just a different scene.
Right.
But, like the Mexican resort that they went to with like the river, like kind of outside there. The rooms. And then there was the one, I think it was in the Dominican Republic where they each had a private pool outside of their.
Yeah. The budgets are very different right now.
So, and I think everyone too is nobody else can travel internationally. So everyone's traveling domestically and it's like, depending on the time of year, they're going to California, Hawaii or Florida. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm sure the Keys were pretty busy. So, yeah, so they have a point. Yeah. And then they revealed to everybody, they kind of let it sink in. They buried the lead, as they said. They didn't talk about it right away, but then they chimed in like, well, we actually did not get married at first sight.
Dun, yeah.
Like, what? You didn't, you said no or what? And then it's like, we knew each other. We collaborated on these things. And then they get, Val gets into the whole story again of how he ghosted her, that they went on a friend date. I need to know more about this date because I didn't watch the most recent Unfiltered, but the last one that I saw from last week, Johnny was kind of saying like, you know, we were at like a mutual friend's wedding or something. So that's not a date. So then they must have, I think they exchanged numbers there and they must have hung out one other time after that, if it was a friend date or.
But that was Johnny's perspective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I maybe mean, now he's like taking her perspective.
100+ first date.
Yeah.
He may have simply forgotten.
That's true. Like, it's funny to hear him on Unfiltered because he also said something on there that, you know, how Bao was talking about the kissing and that it speaks really well and is a good sign. But on Unfiltered, he was like, it feels like kissing my sister. And I wish he was saying that on the show in the ITMs because that's a little more honest, but he's probably
right
more conscious, like, oh, that will hurt her feelings if I say it right now, you know, when she watches it back. But because if you're watching just this episode, it looks like he's like super into her at this point, so maybe it all changed from getting to the honeymoon and him rubbing suntan lotion on her.
Right.
But yeah, he's I think he should be more appreciative that she has all these, this huge swimsuit collection. Like, Asia, how many percent, like percentage wise, how many of your swimsuits do you wear?
I would
how many
say,
do you own and like how many, percentage wise do you
use? I own maybe 5 and I wear all 5.
Okay.
So.
Around the house or
definitely not around the house. Usually there is a pool involved if I'm wearing a swimsuit.
Yeah.
So I would say it's definitely not 90% not seeing the light of day.
Yeah. And I have to think that she said she collects swimsuits. I have to imagine that she has a spreadsheet of every swimsuit and like which one's like riding up a little bit too much. And she's like, okay, that one's not for public consumption.
And which ones can be mismatched.
Yeah. Which ones
are mixed matched because different now they're selling tops and bottoms separately. So
right. Yeah.
Opportunity.
So yeah, I'd love to know like the grand total. Maybe that's an Unfiltered question that shows up this week because I haven't seen who was on it this week, but
Yeah, I think it was Jessica. I mean, Jessica, Jose and Rachel. Okay. So it was Rachel. I want to say Bao.
Okay. So I'm sure she'll
three wives.
Okay. Like that. Yeah, that would make sense that it's not Zach or Michaela, because what can they really say at this point? I think there wasn't much of them, but yeah. So Johnny and Bao, we also learned that Johnny and Jose are, you know, having a little bromance.
Yeah. And Johnny admires.
He wants to be like Jose. Yeah. So I'd be curious to know Bao's thoughts. Like, we didn't get a ton of her thoughts about Rachel and Jose, but like, you know, is Bao close with Rachel? Is this going to be like a double date couple? Does she watching Jose and Rachel together? Is this like what she's aiming for? Because what if he's modeling himself after someone that he shouldn't be?
Right. Like, I could not see Bao down to make out in front of the other couples like that.
No. So, but everyone was really excited for them when they like said that they knew each other. But I feel like a lot of people like didn't want that to happen. Like that was like their worst case scenario.
Right. Like, please, no one I've met before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, although didn't Ryan say like he would have been fine with it because that was another unfiltered thing. He said he would have been fine with it because some of his relationships were just bad timing and he would have been open to it. So, you know, if he goes, he's probably been on more than 100 first dates. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So then, a little scene that was totally not produced at all was with Johnny taking Jose to, you know, the resort or the little gift shop that had, you know, a little sandcastle, wooden plaques, and very, you know, a certain style of resort wear, you know, like pastel breezy shirts, one size fits all dresses, it seems like.
Right.
So what did you think of this gesture of recruiting Jose to help Johnny plan like a very suave picnic or romantic, like where he's going to profess his feelings?
Yeah, it gave me very like mentee mentor type of situation. And I was thinking like, oh, Johnny's looking up to Jose. But then I was like, no, they're both 35.
Yeah. So, maybe it's supposed to be Zach or something, but, you know, he couldn't do it.
Yeah. Because I did think it was very sweet. And Jose was definitely the right pick in terms of like it boosting his ego, because he wanted to help. He's like, he has called on me. So yeah. I am going to make sure that he has picked out the right stuff and he is prepared for this surprise. So I thought it was very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that it was a picnic. And, you know, I like the idea of like a guy picking out an outfit. It can go very wrong, but I think in the case of resort wear, if it's like, okay, we're just going to go with, like, if you're married to Mirla, this would not work at all. She'd be really offended.
Exactly. That is an absolute no.
Yeah. I like that he picked out something that kind of, he was like, oh, this is the only size they had. It was like a pink flowy, like, kind of like a cover up or something. Like, he didn't. Yeah. Try to guess like what size she was or pick like a big bold print. And then they kind of coordinate a little bit. They both had a solid color. And so he gave that to her. I was like, I have a costume change. And then
that was
meet
sweet.
At the beach and have this.
Like, yeah, you know, my size, extra, extra large.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was just rolling with it. And then was really touched that like she's never even gone on a picnic with a guy that like they've never planned anything like that. So
yeah
it was cute.
And he brought Prosecco, and because he remembered that she liked Prosecco, and I thought that was sweet.
Yeah I think she gives him a lot of validation in terms of like, oh my gosh, you remembered I like white wine.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is that to remember? It's a 50% chance you'll get it right.
Right.
So I think I was a little surprised that he was so unsure of how she felt, because she had already said, you know, maybe it comes down to like that she's not physically affectionate, because he was really excited just to get some tongue, you know, some makeout, like kisses.
Yeah.
So because he basically admitted that, like, I like you a lot kind of thing.
Right. And the build up, oh my gosh, they made this seem like this was so dramatic, and like Bao was just going to turn around and be like, well, I'm not into you like that.
And we already knew that she had a big crush on him. Exactly. Like, there was no stakes here. I guess he didn't know, but the audience knew that she's not going to storm off. We just saw her like swoon over the picnic. So
yeah,
but yeah, the close-ups of her face looked like she was so disturbed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think she was coached at all to be like, okay, you're going to talk about something? I don't think they really do that, like The Bachelor. But on The Bachelor, like, she would be great because they make you have this date and the lead has to just kind of sit there. Oh, thank you for sharing.
Right. No, I think that's just Belle's temperament. She is just very, not stone-faced, mm-hmm. but you're not going to be able to read how she's feeling on her face.
That's true.
And so she's Yeah. And I think that's where Johnny has some trouble because he can't read it on her face. She's not super expressive outside of like the moment. So mm-hmm. when she's really happy, she's like, you see it at that moment, but mm-hmm. it's not like throughout the entire activity, she's just beaming. Mm-hmm. I loved how she responded and like leaned into him and said, the feeling is mutual.
I know. She's so kind of cagey in her responses too. Like she's not going to be effusive and be like, I love you too, or I like you too, or anything. Like, it's mutual. Or the way you kiss me is, it's a good indicator of, you know, down the road. Like, it's just so like, whereas Johnny's like, I don't want anal, you know, he'll just talk about anything.
Yeah.
And then was it before this when she was like also telling him like she's attracted to his body type? So again, I feel like she was giving him all these signals.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned about her hall pass.
Yes. Can you see how this man that is her hall pass is her hall pass?
I can't see it working out if like they were to meet at some point. Like,
yeah,
but I think Conan O'Brien is cute and, you know, mm-hmm. he's funny. And so I get it. Like I'm with her and I can see how Johnny like kind of, even though he's like, I look nothing like Conan. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But
he looked more like Michael Cera.
Yeah. I think I see more Conan. Like he's not like, I don't know. Like he's lanky, he's tall,
right?
He's funny, he's charming. Uh-huh. Like he's outgoing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't seem like he shrivels in a room. Like whereas like a Michael Cera character is kind of more like, you know, on the sidelines or something and really awkward. Johnny is not socially awkward and Conan's not socially awkward. Like he can command a room and like he makes fun of himself. So.
If you would have told me, name any late night host, past or present, who is her hall pass, I never would have landed on Conan.
Okay.
I was so shocked.
That's so funny. But I remember she talked about that with Dr. Viviana, too. Like, that was her. Mm-hmm. She likes nerds.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, like, who, maybe, like, would it be Jimmy Fallon? Like, I can't, like, there's... Who would she go for? Like, think of another one.
Like, maybe, well, no.
Oh, maybe Jimmy like Kimmel Stephen Colbert. Be her. Someone that's a little...
Yeah.
He's,
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's older. Mm-hmm. So, that wouldn't really play a part. But if he was a younger Stephen Colbert, I could see that being her type.
Yeah. I like, too, like how... Johnny was able to joke about it. He's like, well, I really like him too. So like, it doesn't even have to be your hall pass. So I can just approve this. He's like,
I'd even watch.
Yeah. So they have like a really good banter and just like that friendship level familiarity that they already, you know, it's different watching them because they aren't strangers.
Right. Exactly.
So it's a different dynamic. So I like that. Like
watching people get reacquainted.
Yeah. And then we see after their cute little date, they go back to the room and she's getting the body pillow ready and And then he's like, well, do you think like we can get rid of this tonight? And she's like, yeah, I think so. And that's been his goal this whole time.
Right.
And then as they're snuggling up, you think like, oh, it's going to be like really romantic. This is when she decides like, yeah, so like I'm going to reveal this. Like when you say this, like I totally shut down. And like I get that she's feeling comfortable with him, but he's concerned now that's going to like be an ongoing thing where she throws curveballs at him and he doesn't really know how to, I don't know, react to her or like feel comfortable if he's not going to know what direction she's going to take things. Like he might be feeling like, oh, like things were going to get closer tonight. And now she's in like this headspace where she's feeling really mad at me.
Yeah. And if you saw like the look on his face, he's just like shocked. He felt like it was coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, his timing isn't great either when they were on the picnic and after they expressed their like for each other, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I've been on 100+ first dates. And she like tells us, you know, he could have saved himself a lot of first dates if he hadn't ghosted me, because he probably ghosted me before he went on those 100 first dates.
But I think it's perfect because she is seeing it as if like she's taking it from like a confident perspective.
Yeah.
Because there's no way if they actually met at the museum, Johnny was not going to get married to her at that point.
Yeah.
No matter how good their date was that he ghosted her on, like, but in her mind, she's like, ooh, he went on 100 first dates and he was just waiting for me. And that's why it didn't work out. So I'm like, okay, that's a good way to view it, because it's not true, but you're in your little honeymoon phase.
Right.
And whereas I think, I don't know if Brett has learned about Ryan, like his history that much, but that might be to somebody who's not a stranger or is a stranger and they come in and then you learn that and they say that at that moment, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, like he's going to run at the first sign of this. I'm going to like, imagine if Jose said that to Rachel.
Right. Right.
And like, I would run at the first sign of something, but Bao showed it so well. She was like, oh yeah, you will find things that scare you. And it happens later that night.
Right, exactly.
So
I loved her response to that.
Yeah, she's like, you will, don't worry. So yeah, they have this good comfort level. And so again, the previews show that apparently she doesn't shower as much as he would like. So that, you know, we thought, hey, they're really compatible because they're both so like particular, but their particularities look like they're not going to line up exactly right. So,
yeah, she said showering today is not her top priority.
Yeah. Hey,
he's like, can't just rinse off?
Yeah. Yeah. I would not like that to be ordered to be like, especially after this year plus that everyone's had. It's like showering every day is not always, it's not a top priority. So where would you rate this couple?
I would say, I mean, I still think they're doing really well. I still think that they will work out. Mm-hmm. But do I think there will be bumps along the way? It's possible. It's likely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to be perfect, like the typical perfect couple that has no
Jessica
issues.
Austin.
Yeah. So I'll give them
they're
a 4.
They're more interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'll give them a 4. Even though I am confident in them. Mm-hmm. I just, it's not as high as it was.
Okay. I'm at a 5 with them as well as with Zach and Michaela, just because I think we're stretching out these issues a little bit, and maybe they just know how to give us, like, they aren't afraid to like analyze and go into some of these things, even if they're not that big. Like, they're the type that are really gonna like go in depth over any little difference. And so we're getting more of the content from them that we wouldn't get from these other kind of perfect couples or people that didn't know each other. So I think if in terms of decision day and then working out long-term, I think it's a 5, because I'm really, the fact that he was the one to plan this and like share his feelings this early, when I think he was the one who was, he didn't have a crush on her, you know? So the fact that he's already developing that, and is happy that he did this process, and that he, I'm feeling good about that. But
nice.
Who would you like to go into next?
I'd like to dive into Gil and Mira, as he says.
Oh, yes.
These two are a hoot. So like the beginning of we get a scene from them where they have breakfast, and she it's funny too, because she said, like, in a confessional, like, you know, it hasn't been too shabby. And she's like, well, it is shabby, but don't include that.
So, oh, they will include it.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
She says these things like that, where she's like, these asides to the kind of the production, like, oh, you guys know all this about me. And right. Like, it's kind of like she thinks this, you know, you hear about, like,
just get cut.
Yeah, like you become buddy buddy with your producer. So you think, like, oh, yeah, they're not going to show that. And that's what the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants fall into, too. They mm-hmm. become buddy buddy and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, don't say that. And
yeah.
And yeah. The whole thing makes the cut.
Right. And they're like, oh, this is gold. This mm-hmm. is content gold. We are absolutely including that. And so they have breakfast, and she's not impressed because it's a croissant, fruit and coffee with milk. She wanted frothed almond milk. But to get back to the food, I don't want to sound like I am Mirla, but I agree. That is that is a snack.
Yeah, it's not filling.
Yeah, where's the protein?
It's a continental breakfast.
I want maybe an avocado or, you know.
It's what I would call oatmeal. Like, parfait. It's a vacation breakfast. It's like, okay, you're going to go and you're just going to have carbs all day. You're going to have drinks at the mm-hmm. pool. Although, of course, they don't have a swim-up bar here, but
yeah.
Hopefully there's some cabana somewhere, somebody serving drinks somewhere, but right. It didn't seem like a place that had almond milk or a frother, mm-hmm. so I don't know right. what she's expecting.
I was like, if they have almond milk, that, okay, good for them, but I doubt they have a frother, so we don't know if she ever actually got that frothed almond milk. She's making
Gil taste test, like, he's like, yeah. I'm not going to know the difference. I thought she was going to be like, you can't tell the difference of whole 2%, 1%, right. But at least, okay, like, almond milk, you can tell the difference. Yeah,
whole milk and almond milk, you can tell.
Yeah.
That was really funny, too. As we said, she thinks this is like a senior, like a retirement home instead of like a honeymoon. They ask each other how they're feeling at the moment, or, you know, they rate each other. Or no, they rate how they're feeling in the moment. And she's an 8. And he says, like, he's really content with how happy he is. He doesn't really have anything to complain about. And she's like, she's thinking like, oh, this is weird that he doesn't complain about anything. Like, he'd be happy if we were out in the desert. He'd love that view.
I don't know if he ever gave a number, because didn't she just say, like,
he did it.
You're a 10. And he's like, what? I am not.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not a 10. She's like assuming he's a 10 because he's like, well, everything is great. And he's not complaining. And because he's not complaining, she's like, well, look, I am a whiner. I do whine. She's like, talking about the resort, she's like, if this had nice sand and a nice beach, like, that'd be great. He's like, oh, so you wouldn't still complain about the hotel? She's like, well, yeah, I will. But he admits she's not a Karen, and so she's happy
she's a Mirla. She's her own.
Right. Exactly.
One of the couples said something, maybe it was Brett and Ryan, but where it was like, he would get along with anyone. Like, it's kind of like,
yeah.
Who else could they have matched her with that would be able to just sort of play off of her?
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Only one.
Because when he started talking about how it was going, like, you saw the other people's face, like, oh my gosh. And like,
yeah. All the couples, like we said earlier, got together at the pool, and Gil showed up by himself. I figured it was because Mirla was still getting ready or something, but she had something for work, so she wasn't able to come at all. So her replacement.
Do you think she really had something for work, though? Like, oh. It sounds like a good excuse. Like, you can't take 3 days off for the honeymoon.
She refused to go to that pool.
Yeah, I think she was like, need her beauty sleep. She's looking for a protein bar somewhere. She is not.
Yeah,
not going to show up there. She's not going to, like, give the dignity, like, acknowledge there's anything to enjoy at this resort.
Yeah. Yeah. So her stand-in was a volleyball, like Wilson, in a Castaway. And Gil had a very big smile. he was kind of like having fun. Like, he was the life of the party with the other couples there. Like, he was getting the conversation going, asking about who's kissed who, asking about if anybody, like, how's the intimacy. He was doing a lot. But then one thing that was, I could see come up later is, he was telling all of their business. He's talking about how high maintenance she was, how she was complaining about everything. He said they haven't even kissed yet. They just been kissing on the cheek. I was like, do you think Mirla would be okay with that?
I think he felt like she'd be okay with it because that's how they talk about it.
Yeah.
So I could see them, you know, if they're watching it back together, like her getting a little upset.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think, you know, I don't think that's in general, a cool move to do.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like siding with Johnny where it's like, oh, it seemed like a little bit of private business. And Bao, like, I don't know if she's going to like, would love to hear that he said that. But I also feel like she's kind of like, yeah, everyone knows I'm like this, like her friends. In the vows and, you know, the things that I feel like she kind of owns it a little bit. Like she'll say like, I have tantrums and I'm a whiner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think she wouldn't be mad that he said that she doesn't like the resort or any of that. But maybe the fact of like, oh, I just feed her and this is how I deal with her, that side of it, because that's not something that he tells her. So he's letting in like a little insight into like, oh yeah, I just like give her some food and then like, give, you know, like, and then everything's fine. Like just like a toddler. I think like that phrasing, but I think like anything that was like maybe facts of things that she said that are going to air was fair game to be like, yeah, like this resort, like she's not cool with it. But he wasn't, cause he wasn't saying it in a way of like, oh my gosh, my wife, like, I'm so glad she's not with us. Let me just vent a little bit. It was more like
he was just
funny.
Being honest.
And good on the women for like not biting and being like, oh yeah, at our bachelorette party she was not having it, you know.
Yeah.
They kind of just reassured him like, yeah, she didn't want to kiss, you know. I think they
guns. They were, it's like a girl code. They did well. And so that was pretty much it for Gil and Mirla at the pool. So then afterwards they got all dressed up for dinner. They looked so nice, way nicer than any meal they would be having at that resort. I mean, Gil's jacket was like shiny and she looked great. Mm-hmm. He looked amazing. Mm-hmm. And so they sat down and she's like, okay, so tell me the tea. And I just love her approach. And he tells her how all the couples have kissed. And she said, like, she hasn't kissed him because he's a stranger. And so they get into, like, how many serious relationships. She's had 4 serious relationships. He also has had 4, which we later find out in a later scene. They get into, they're just like getting to know each other. They find out like her love language is gifts. And so Amy, Cartier bracelet or a quilt, which would you prefer?
Oh, you remind me. That's how I was going to open the podcast. I can't remember. I was going to be like, Aisha, I've been working on this quilt for you. So I think quilt, like I totally get what he was saying. And I like that. You know, she was honest about it. I'm sure he could have guessed that her love language is gifts, but it's like, it's not the, like, I like gifts and the sentimental variety. And I think that's what he was getting at. She does not. She has like, you better get something off her list.
Right.
Or something more expensive than the thing on her list. And, but if it's not her style, you know, like she had that one wedding dress that she paid like out of pocket for, like she was not going to find anything at the store. She wasn't even open to looking at anything in that boutique, you know. So I love that he like tested her on it, like, oh, so, and like, what if I was like slaving away at this quilt? And she was like, nope, I'm not a grandma, I'd be walking out. So
I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, but quilts are comfortable, provide max level of warmth. So
I know,
not just a grandma's. We all need to be warm when it's cold.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when we were talking about gifts, she's like, oh yeah, by the way, this ring needs to be changed. She's not happy with
again,
the ring.
What came with the show, I'm sure, you know.
Like, yes.
It's a wedding band. Like,
right. It's not a, so she's what's saying, his name? Neil Lane.
She's going to need that engagement ring, even though they didn't get engaged. Yeah. And she's going right. to need, yeah, like the band. Yep. That goes yep. with it.
But I think she wants the whole thing replaced. Mm-hmm. I think she doesn't even like the ring itself.
No.
And that was probably not even on his priority list of like, okay, first thing I need to do is get her a new ring.
Right.
So he had a nice surprise for her back at the room, and he had surprised her with champagne, flowers, and macaron.
And macaroon.
Yeah. Actually macaroons are like a puff pastry. And then what they were eating was like cute. The French macaron. Mm-hmm. I love there's good, this really yeah. good place. Yeah, there's this really good place in Houston cool. called Macaroon by Patisse. They have like a location.
I bet you'll run into Mirla there.
Right? Exactly. But they make them fresh, because the problem is if you go to like a grocery store, those are frozen.
Yeah.
They, you know, probably contain something artificial. But at the at actual macaron places, they are really good. They taste so fresh. And you can make them yourself, but it's a very extensive process because it involves like almonds and you have to set it. And like, I've seen people make it and I'm like, I want to try that one day, but I haven't had the patience.
Yeah. It's so funny because I love that he called her out on like when he tried it and she was like, he's like, these are bougie. Like this totally yeah. fits you, because it is like, yes, they taste good. They're really cute, but it is like, she probably never has dessert, but then like, this is like, oh, it has like a status to it. It's French.
Yeah.
It's Instagrammable. And so like, she was impressed. It wasn't like she yeah. was touched by it. It was like, oh, like he,
yeah, she's like,
he
wow.
gets me, kind of like,
yes.
this is like what I'll be seen eating. I will not be seen eating a huge croissant with no protein, you know, like,
exactly.
And I won't have a regular latte, you know, but like this is acceptable. Champagne and mackerel, you know? And then she's like, oh, but you like it. And I'm like, yeah, it tastes good. But like, this is me and you. Like, I'm a regular chocolate chip cookie, homemade, like put some effort in, but it's like sentimental. And then, but he doesn't like dislike it about her. He actually said that I trust her more because, you know, she's never going to be BSing you. Like, she's going to be honest. Like, she says like her opinions on everything.
Yeah, she does. You don't have to wonder how she's feeling about anything, which is a great quality to have in somebody, because it's like, that's what Johnny wishes about Bao, is that he knew like that she was constantly expressing it. And so, yeah, I thought it was so funny how she was impressed by these, and the fact that, yeah, like you said, that she understood, or she felt that he understood who she was by doing that.
Yeah. It reminds me, like, there's this former like coworker of mine, I guess, like, we were kind of friendly, but like, she was very particular, and it was like, we got along really well. But I remember when she started dating someone, it was like, she had these very like particular views of like she would got so upset that he didn't give her a gift for a graduation. And they weren't like, hadn't been together that long. And that, or that they went to like one of her friends, like, he was kind of taking along like to visit one of her friends like homes and like have like a little like summer get together, you know, kind of thing. And she was really upset that he didn't bring wine, you know? And to me, I'm like, I would have never thought of that. Like, it's not my friend. And like, maybe if we like went together as a couple, like we pick out something, or if you suggested, I'd be like, yeah, I'll pay for it. But I wouldn't have thought like, oh, I'm going to bring wine to this casual thing, you know? And, but it was like, she had to kind of teach him, you know? But I think like some guys are like attracted to that. They just want to know like, okay, like you have these certain things. And then other guys would be like, that's way too high maintenance for me. Or like, I'm never going to meet your standard. But it's just, you know, to each their own. Like, it's just a different love language, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's until you truly understand that the other person is going to constantly be conflict, until you know how to like give your partner's love language, which is like, which is, I'm impressed by Gil even that he's found that out so quickly. And like for your coworker, like for your ex-coworker, it, you know, she was always going to feel that way until she expressed.
Right. Yeah. So it was kind of like, it was like early on when they hadn't been dating that long, it was like, then she would vent to like us about it. And then it was like, once they were like, okay, I think we want to like date seriously, then just had to explain, then he was totally fine.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, this gesture by Gil definitely showed how he is really taking the time to understand her. He reached for another, after all that smack talk about macarons, he reached for another one. She's like, see, you like them? Yep. and they're just very playful with each other. And when she finds out he has had four serious relationships, he does reveal that the last one was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So
that raised her eyebrows a bit.
Yeah. He hasn't had a serious relationship since he was 29 and he's 35 now. So she's like, wait a second.
Yeah. We know he hasn't been like alone that whole time. So he's like, oh, the rest were just flings. It's like, oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. And so then they do their date. So he's surprising her with this date, or this activity on their honeymoon. And so he said, didn't he say we're going to take jet skis to a seaplane?
Hmm.
I thought I heard jet
skis.
I didn't see that.
No, we didn't see that. Maybe she vetoed that at some point.
Okay.
Because, strange.
Yeah, so he lets her know that they're gonna take a seaplane. She's like, okay, well, I get motion sickness, but she agrees to do it because she sees in his face he really wants to do it. So they take the seaplane out and they were just gonna fly around the water and then come back, and I thought that was really cool. Like, I'm like, I'm definitely making that an event on the next trip I go to that has a seaplane. That looks so cool.
I feel like would feel safer. It's like, oh, this can land on the water.
Exactly. Like, it's supposed to land on the water, and if it doesn't land on the water, it's built to land on the water. And so she actually does get motion sickness, and she's like, I'm not happy. Please, can we land this? She's like, I'm definitely not doing this anymore. And she says she felt like throwing up.
Do you think, like, let's say she goes on there and she's already told him ahead of time, like, she's not going to like it. I'll do it because of you. And I know she's like really upfront and she tells it like it is. But would she admit if she enjoyed something that she had said that she wasn't going to enjoy? Like, even if she didn't like throw up or anything, like, would she actually like say like, oh, you know, you were right. Like, I like that more than I thought.
I think she's been playful enough with him that they could laugh about it. Like, I think she could swallow her pride and say it. I could see her saying that.
Yeah, I guess I could see her saying something like, okay, I'll give you this one. You know, she'd put some sort of like condition on it. Like, she's not going to go out of her way to be effusive about it, but.
Exactly. So yeah, she didn't enjoy that. So that was unfortunate. And then the last little bit we get from them was her doing her face routine. And he's like, she's really bougie about her face routine. She has all these different steps. And I'm like, hey, skin is very important. There's so many things that Mirla does that I'm like, I can see this, but then I'm like, I am not like Mirla. okay, do I need to look in a mirror?
Seems like you're siding more with Mirla and everything. So, but good news is then you get someone like Gil. Like, he's a great guy. So,
exactly. Very true. Like, maybe I don't know. I'm going to continue to do this like self analyzing because
the Venn diagram, you and Mirla.
Right. It's like too many things. I'm like, yes. but then they like joke with each other. He talks about her lashes, saying, are they weighted? And she jokes about SpongeBob's eyelashes. And then they say goodnight without like any kissing or anything. I have a question. So they get along really well.
Yeah.
But they are very different. Do you think they are going to get stuck in the friend zone?
It's worrisome that she is not budging at all on like physical affection. Like, it seems like it's just based on you're a stranger and like the principal of it at this point. Yeah, 'cause she said he's really attractive. She likes that they like tease each other. So it just seems like she's, I don't know, like just making a point about it. Like, I think it probably like, she probably felt like, oh, I'm the only one that didn't kiss at the altar. I'm the only one that hasn't kissed, you know, and it's almost like a point of pride. And that I think she had a schedule in her mind of like, if it's going well, then this. And, you know, like speaking of not being Karen, but remember Karen, the actual Karen, you know, she would say like, okay, you're not, wasn't it her that said like, you're my stranger? Like she had to like progress through.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she's like, at first you were a stranger, but now you're my stranger.
Yeah. So she is really like, had these, the slow progression of like, it has to like meet these steps because of, I think she's trying to retrofit like a traditional relationship. Whereas most couples are like, hey, we're married. So if we're feeling it, let's go for it. Let's like just at our own comfort level. But I think she, no matter like how attracted she is just going to be like, we did not have the typical courtship, so we have to do this. You know, that's how I think she is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I worry because I was just like, they get along really well, like friends.
Mm-hmm. And they're attracted to each other.
Yeah, they are attracted to each other. So I just wonder, is there ever going to be some give and take in terms of...
Yeah,
like, I know he wants it.
I don't think she ever answered him either when he was like, do you see us getting, you know, he wanted to know, like, do you see yourself kissing me at some point? I don't think she ever really answered it. Like, she just kind of like diverts the, you know, like she just says we're strangers.
Yeah.
So that I think might be something if the experts ever intervene at some point, like that seems like one of the things that.
Yeah. They need some like tantric yoga.
Yeah. Cause it's not the situation where like a Jake and Haley, where it's like you're strangers, but one of you like is not attracted to the other one, you know, like, so there shouldn't be like kind of that barrier. And I could see like Pastor Cal coming in, like, you don't want to just like, yeah, get stuck and not like seeing this through. And like, you know, if you're feeling it, like, don't want to put the brakes on kind of thing, you know,
like
unnecessarily if you don't really want to. So, yeah. And then the other thing that stood out to me is Gil saying, I'm taking mental notes. So it made me think of Rachel and Jose.
Yes, Rachel.
Like, he has to do the mental notes like, oh, she doesn't like this. She doesn't like this.
Right.
There's very few things she does like. So maybe that's easy enough that he can just keep the list of the things she does like and just sort of like repeat. Like, okay, I'm going to get macarons every month, you know, or something.
Right, right. Yeah, because it's kind of bold of him to already do surprises for her, knowing her temperament. Like, I feel like out of everyone, we know her the best.
Yes,
there's no hiding it. And which actually kind of makes her endearing to me. Maybe because I'm looking at myself. No.
Yeah, she's the most like she's talking directly to. She's talking to her producer, but we get her personality through that because they're showing it. Like, you know that about me already, kind of thing. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. So where would you rate them?
I'm going to go 3 because they could just, you know, I could see it going where, like, we got the preview of the dog. You know, she's just like, it's a deal breaker for her kind of thing. It's a deal breaker for him. So if there's things that like that, that they will never see eye to eye on and then realize they're not compatible, then it's going to go south. But if they break the barrier at some point to like the next step of intimacy, just a kiss or something romantic, then I think they are maybe one of the few that's like, balance each other out kind of thing, or that he's the type of guy that she needs, you know, when we hear the experts say that most of the time that type of dynamic doesn't work, but they've got that chemistry to start with. I think it bodes well. So it just kind of depends on some of the fundamental things that we haven't really seen yet.
Right. Yeah, I'm a 3 as well. So you went up from last week. You were a 2 last week. And so I'm maintaining my 3 only because I'm starting to think the friend zone thing. And so there might be something there, but they do seem like they're truly what the other needs. It's just a matter of if they realize that. and are willing to work to make it work. Mm-hmm. So we're both at a 3.
All right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So which couple would you like to dive into next? Two left.
All right. Well, we talked a little bit about them here and there. So I'd like to talk about Rachel and Jose.
All right.
So, you know, last time with Jason, we were talking about the Jose wanting to brush Rachel's teeth and we open with her bringing that up and how it bothered her. So I like that she brought that up because it bothered all of us. And we kind of worry about Rachel, you know, that she seems like maybe she changes for a man and doesn't speak up for herself, loses herself a little bit. So the fact that she is bringing that up, but I was a little bothered by the fact that Jose, like, I don't know, it didn't seem like he would come around to her side. It was like he was just defending himself, like, especially like, because she also mentioned like wanting to feed me. And okay, I get it at the wedding, like it's like, okay, we're gonna be romantic, like
that's
here's
okay,
a strawberry
wedding cake.
Here's a cake, but it sounds like it's probably happening more than that, because he's like, oh, I see that as like I provide and this is what I'm gonna do. So I almost think like he has like, I don't know, like, like it's just a thing for him. Like it's just because that's not providing.
Yeah, and he's totally not listening to the fact that it's making her feel like a kid. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, as a man,
it's not manly.
I want to be the provider.
It's making her feel like she's a baby. And
right.
Especially with the brushing teeth. Like, if you combine those two, and then we see later on, he brings it up again. So I watched this episode a little bit out of order, so I didn't see the opening scene, but I remember, like, later in the episode when he's, like, trying to, he's still, like, doing it. It's like he's trying to convince her to like, oh, you'll let me do this, and like she's not comfortable with it, and it's gonna cause their dynamic to be where she doesn't feel independent, she's creeped out, you know, and they have such they're like the one couple, because we didn't see Zach and Michaela out on the honeymoon, that they're like the most physically like affectionate, and you know, all the couples were really wowed by like, oh, they're so cute, they're so affectionate, and it's just like it's gonna start like rubbing her the wrong way even more, like it might put her like where she's unattracted if he doesn't respect her boundaries on that.
So it's like I have this stance and you're gonna come around to it eventually no matter how you're feeling.
Right. And I thought it was funny when she was talking and saying like to the camera that, oh, I'm sure like most women would be like, oh, this is amazing. And it's like, no, I don't think anyone, like, it's maybe there's a lot of women that might be like, oh, he wants to provide. And he's like, I don't have to worry about things and he's always going to provide for me or something. Maybe that, because we saw like Jasmine and Will, like that was a conflict because Will wasn't like that. And he wanted more equal relationship, and Jasmine wanted the more traditionally, you know, conservative, like the male is the provider. So, but the feeding, like that has nothing, like, I don't know anyone that would be like, oh, this equals that you're providing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was strange.
Yes. Very much so.
I think it's like a power thing with him. Like, mm-hmm. like it makes him feel manly, but to her, it's like, and I think to many people, like, it's like, it's babyish.
Yeah, exactly. It's making her feel like she's been living independently for so long. And now all of a sudden you're trying to take that away.
Yeah. Like, I don't know any like woman that's like, if only, you know, you hear people say like, oh, I just want someone to like take me on dates or something. I just want to go out and like share interests, but you don't hear them. And like, I just wish like someone would like put food in my mouth. You know, like you want them to like maybe pay for a meal or something. You don't want, like, that's the provider thing of it. Like, what, like the chivalry, you don't want them maybe open a door for you here and there.
Yeah.
Not yeah. shove open a food in your door, mouth every time you're
pay
eating.
Pay for my dinner.
Yeah. Or like, you know, you hear like the romantic thing sometimes, like if some women love it when the guy like orders for her at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a big thing for me, but okay, I could see something like that where it's like, oh, he's the man, he's doing this, it's romantic or something. But certain scenarios, feeding grapes or something, maybe like you're acting out something, but I don't think like that's a normal, like, here, I'm going to cut your food for you, I'm going to brush your teeth for you.
Right.
I'm going to, what's next? Like, get you dressed, like, you know, like sponge bath. I don't know.
Right. If anything, like if I'm on a like a date or something, or if I've been dating someone for a while and I know what he wants, I'll be like, okay, I'm getting this, and then he'll get that.
Yeah. So I'll order two so that you order the thing that I want to take a bite of.
Yeah, it's like he needs to, I think he's had it so stuck in his mind, like wanting to be married, wanting things a certain way, that he was just trying to find somebody to fit into that rather than realizing she is a whole being. She has likes, dislikes, wants, needs. You need to get to know the woman that you're with, not, oh, great, now there's someone to fit that slot.
Yeah. Plus she's so willing to, like, she was so excited to go deep sea fishing with him, which if Gil wanted to do that with Mila, she would not have it.
Yeah.
So, like, she was so excited about that. He got to teach her that. So there's like ways that he can, like, I feel like I can already predict, like, if Dr. Viviana eventually shows up, like, there's ways that he can have that dynamic with her, and they're already doing that. So why does it have to be every little thing? Like, have to respect her boundaries on this.
Yeah.
We also see them talk about kids. So I think that can alleviate some of those fears that, why they were throwing the condoms away. Because that was strange that it doesn't seem like they want them on the honeymoon anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think from Unfiltered, it was more like he was saying it was like that there's other ways around. because like if she's on birth control and you're married, you don't need condoms or something. So
yeah, gotcha.
Anyway, and then they talk about their living situation, and he basically wants her to move into his house. So could you see this being kind of like a Virginia and Eric kind of thing, where she wants to hang on to like her apartment or something like that? Like, she doesn't want it to be like his place.
No, I don't think it's exactly like Virginia and Eric, because I don't think she's opposed to them living in a house together. Mm-hmm. I think she, like, whereas like Virginia was stuck on like, this is my place, this is what I want. I feel like Rachel is more so like, I totally understand her. She's going to be, it's her moving into his house, not her moving to their house. Mm-hmm. Even though Jose wants it to feel like that, it's like, no, because he's thinking like, okay, everything that I have now is now yours. Yeah. It's ours. Where she's like, I want to build with you. I don't want to just hop in on what you have going on. So I totally understand. And the fact that he lives in a totally different area than her, if I'm not mistaken, she lives kind of like on the west side of Houston, and he lives, since he was paying the city of Pearland, I'm thinking he lives in that area. And so that's completely different
and
than
she,
like,
works in a totally other area too, right? So
it's
even really farther to travel.
Exactly. And I'm like, you are literally, it's almost like moving to a different city, because Houston is so big that you're changing up, like, you're no longer going to frequent the places you were before, because that's just too far. So I can see her concern there, like, maybe let's find an area that is mutually good with both of us. And then also let's like move into a place together, because I don't want to be, you know, just coming to your place.
Yeah. I totally get all these people that have like anxiety around moving, because like I seriously moved like a mile from my old apartment and I'm still like bummed out, like, oh, this coffee shop isn't right outside my door anymore. Yeah. Like, I barely go there, or like this dog walking route that I used to take is like now like I might want to just drive there, you know, like, cause I don't want to add this mile onto it when it's like everything's still close by. So the fact that, I don't know, I still miss when the couples had to like go search and find places to live together. Cause I really like that dynamic. And I think we learned a lot from that.
Yeah.
But I guess it's kind of boring too for a lot of people watching, like, oh, this rent is this and this rent is this. And maybe I'll move into your place. Maybe they'll move into mine. But
yeah,
they still have to figure that out. I do. From his side, and it's kind of like with the Eric thing, but more so with Jose, it's like he purchased, I think he has two homes, and one, it's like, I think he was like, I'm just waiting to fill it with a wife. Like, she's going to be so impressed. Yeah. Like, he had envisioned it as like, this is, he probably purchased it like, this is a great family home and to live with like our first kid, and just like all that's missing is the wife. And I'm sure there would be a lot of women that would be like, oh my gosh, like he already has the house and it's perfect, or like I can put my little stamp on it. But that's not Rachel. And she mentioned something that has really stuck with her from her father saying, telling her that, you know, which maybe not the best phrasing, like depending on how like young she was when he said this, but it was kind of like, you know, a guy can just up and leave at any point, you know, you could be married and he's like out the door. So
right,
like, that's a very deep-seated insecurity of hers as well. So but it also shows why, like, her motivation for like, this is why I got my education and I want to be able to stand on my own.
Yeah.
So I don't think he like kind of is seeing her side of things, and
not at all.
Yeah. So that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to say not selfish, more self-interested is what he is.
I think he's thrown for a loop that, like, especially since everything's going so well, I think he's thrown for a loop when something that she's not like amazed by certain aspects, like, or because she's like, seems like things that might bother someone else she's not bothered by, so like she's super like smitten with him, so like things that he was insecure about, he doesn't have to be insecure about. But then things that he probably wasn't insecure about, and she's, you know, he thought were like great selling points for himself, that, oh, I have this to offer, I'm like, you don't have to worry about finances, and I'm doing all the savings, she's is like, oh, that's, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Right. Exactly.
Did you get the whole, like, I couldn't like exactly follow like the income thing, because she was like, do people still do that? And I was trying to figure out like what he was he just saying, like, it was like the allowance thing. So I think she felt like,
yeah, so
it was another like babyish thing.
Yeah. So at the end, like, her biggest concern, she said, was the fact that they had, their financial habits are so different, where he is on top of it. He has a budget. He saves. She saw him looking at investments. Whereas on her side of it, she has a savings account. She doesn't quite contribute to it all the time. And, you know, like, she's like, oh, if I want to take a trip, I'll just get a credit card and now I can take the trip. So she worries that, like, okay, if we have, so they get into the conversation about bank accounts. He thinks they should have a joint bank account. And then if they want to, you know, use money for something, they just pull it from the joint bank account. Whereas she's like, okay, we can have a joint bank account for our joint expenses, but we each have our own separate individual accounts. Like, he has his own money, he could do whatever he wants with it, and she has her own. And she's thinking, because she makes less than him, or does she even make less than him? Or I don't know if they've explicitly said that.
Yeah, or she just doesn't budget.
Yeah, right. I think because she thinks that, okay, if my money is coming out of our joint bank account, then he's monitoring that and will probably put restrictions at some point or another, like, oh, hey, you've spent a lot on this. She wants to freely do whatever she wants with her money is the problem.
Like,
well, not the problem, but is what she thinks is the issue. Yeah, like Mirla. And so she's like, I didn't think people still just had one joint account, mm-hmm. which I've seen that before, yeah, that people, you know, like couples that. Have joint accounts. And then I've seen other couples that they each have their individual account and then they have a shared account. Mm-hmm. It's all about how that couple does money. And so I thought that was an interesting way for her to look at it because she was so shocked, rather than saying like, oh, she felt it was another way of like him trying to be controlling, mm-hmm. Because he probably would try to, mm-hmm. I mean, like if he monitored, because he's so good with his money and, or like so organized with his money, she would probably think that he would call her out on some stuff. And then she would feel like, okay, it's like an allowance. Like, okay, I have allowed coming from our joint bank account, $1,000, you know, for this quarter for fun, mm-hmm. you know? And she didn't want it. She wants to just freely do it.
Because he's so excited. Like, he's like, I can teach you. Like, don't worry. Like, he's just fixated on one side of it and not coming around to her side. He just thinks like, I'm a problem solve. And like, oh no, like, don't worry. Like, I think he's thinking like, oh no, don't worry. I'm not going to judge your habits. I can teach you like to be like me.
Exactly. I'm like, what? He legit thinks he is the one living the life the right way. Mm-hmm. And she's going to come around to getting, you know, doing things how he does it. I'm like, where is the compromise? Like, I don't think he thinks he has any faults.
Yeah. At least like Mirla is not coming like to Gil. Like she's not trying to make, I think she's like hoping eventually like he's going to come around to her side on like certain like finer things in life. But like, I don't, she's not trying to make him not excited about being in a desert or, you know, she's not trying to like not make him like chocolate chip cookies, you know, like, mm-hmm. like, oh, I can teach you my ways to be like appreciative of everything, like, and look down on other things. Like, it's just like, that's her personality and that's Gil's personality. But it seems like he wants her to fit a very certain mold. And and he even has like a specific ideas of like what his second house is going to look like. And it has to have a pool table on the second floor. I'm like, why can't it be in the basement?
Hey, we don't have basements in Texas.
Oh, okay. But why the second floor? Like, is that the lounge area? Like, I guess. I don't know. I feel like that would be noisy.
Yeah. You're right. It would be noisy on the, but I don't know. I didn't like that. Okay. Well, a couple things with her. I think she's trying to find something wrong because things have been going so well, mm-hmm. but it's been this facade mm-hmm. of just like, we're so happy. Like things are so great. It's just like,
it's a little fake.
But are they really, are y'all right. like truly getting to know each other and things are going that well? Or are you just both very excited to be married? And so things are going well.
Yeah. It's a little codependent. Like it was a little weird to me when, so they were the ones to get the call from Michaela. And so, you know, Jose didn't know who Michaela was, but so he's kind of getting, you know, but it seemed like Michaela was just trying to call somebody and she was like, thanks for picking up. It's like, oh, like what's happening? And, but it was like, Rachel just seems so like distraught over the thought of like, I couldn't imagine if we like couldn't be like together. And like, it just seems a little bit over the top. Like, I don't know, like a little bit too in the stars or in the clouds kind of like, like it's not like you're not going to you're not going to want to like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example from my own. Like you're not going to want to watch football every weekend. Like you do like at the beginning, you know, you're like, oh I totally want to watch this. If you're not into it, like you're going to eventually be like, okay, you can have your interest. I can have my interest. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where would you rate them?
I would say they're, I have to maintain my three. I've legit been a three with them for every mm-hmm. single week, but I don't think they're any better than they were, especially now that they're trying to have real conversations. I can only see that going the other way. Mm-hmm. But they're not so much worse because they have been, intimate and they do have chemistry, at least physical chemistry. And so things seem to be going well in that way. I just still, and it's a toss up.
And did until they say they had sex or they just were like making out.
Yeah, they just were. They just said they were making out. That he said at the pool, it'll like happen. they don't have a timeline on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did we see for the preview for them?
So we saw there was just that one scene. They were sitting on the thing and he was like, I have everything on my list. And if someone doesn't meet it, then like, that's it. But I think that was the only thing we saw from them.
Yeah. Cause earlier, like I was thinking like, okay, Jose, like it seemed like he was, yeah, really picky, but I thought like that was maybe a defense mechanism type thing, like to kind of explain why he was single. I thought like, oh, you know, they're both kind of like dorky in their own way. And they're just like, smitten with each other and it was all good. And he's not really that picky when it comes down to it. It's not like he was like, oh, she has to be this size and this height, you know, this career or this interest, but it's, I don't know. I think I'm a three as well. I don't think that it's something that he can't work on. Yeah. And I think that if she continues to like stand up for herself and still be totally like, oh, but like, I want this to work with you. If they don't get stuck on like, cause she can be a little stuck on, it's so perfect. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're both at a three. You were at a four last week, so came down a little bit. So we will see.
It's the feeding, the toothbrushing, like
yeah. And then at the pool, they made out in front of everyone, and they were being lovey-dovey, and it was just over the top.
Yeah, like that's not a great sign either, because it's like I don't like that when they're. It's interesting this time around because usually there's like a couple, and maybe it's the next couple we'll talk about, but usually there's a couple that gets so insecure about everything because they see the couple that's really touchy. But it also feels like there's always this like competition in a way, like,
yeah,
well, we're the ones that are so compatible. We're the ones that like are really clicking and further along than everyone else, even if they're not trying to rub it in people's faces, like that is kind of rubbing in people's faces. And there's not really, it doesn't mean that you're stronger than a couple that's taking it slower, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the only downside of them like being together every step of the way is you have that comparison and competition. So the last couple, we really did not get a lot from this episode. And I'm really hoping that changes because this seems to be the trend for them. All the way to episode five is Brett and Ryan. And because a lot of their stuff was very repetitive from what we've already heard. I'm just going to summarize where they are right now. So they had like a dinner and had small talk and kind of, they talk about this. This is where she reiterates that her last first date was 2 years ago at a bar. Their event that they do is massages, and they each get a massage, or they do like a couple's massage. And this is where we find out that like, if he had it his way, he would want kids right now. and they talk about intimacy and just kind of how
it made me so uncomfortable. Like, how would you feel being like the masseuse? Like, right. I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing it up now in front of other people? Like,
right.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, when can we, like, if it was take up it to there. Me, like, because
yeah.
She was just sort of like, oh, like, how many kids do you want? Which is maybe a little more like, okay, that's fine if other people are overhearing. And he's like, changing the subject.
Yeah, exactly.
When do you think, like, yeah, we can get it on, basically?
Right. So like, she basically saying, like, you know, with her, she kind of has to, she basically explains it that she needs to have a certain, with attraction grows because she needs to have something personal attached to it. Mm-hmm. So I guess she's kind of saying, like, kind of taking the Ryan approach from last season, saying, you know, I need to have the relationship and I need to get to know you better in order to want to take it there. So really that's where they are. She talks about, you know, falling in like with him. They do have a really important conversation about family, and he really wants kids, but she got to a place in her life where she wants a family. So if she just had a husband, she'd be perfectly content with that and she wouldn't need kids. But the fact that he wants kids, she's open to it. And so he did say like that concerned him a little bit, but he's glad that she is open to it. But I could see us revisiting this later down the line because it is so important to him. And for her, it's like yeah, we can do that. I'm open to it.
Yeah. But it's interesting because it seemed like prior to like her having that realization, she really wanted kids. And then I thought she was going to come around and say like, okay, well, she was talking about like, well, do I have to free my, should I freeze my eggs? Like, so I thought she was going to say, well, I decided I didn't want the single parent thing, that I wanted to have a family. Like if I was going to have kids, I wanted the husband kind of thing is what I thought she was getting at. So
yeah. And then she turned right around and it's like, she's well, like, if I just had the husband, I would be fine with no kids.
Right. So yeah, it went like a different direction, but I think it was a good realization on his part that, that would have been, you know, on one of his many dates that he would have like peaced out after that if he had heard
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But now it's like, oh, I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, we're seeing that trend with like him and Johnny, just like, okay, red flag, I'm gone. Which is just the culture these days. People see one thing that's wrong, you're done.
Yeah.
So it's funny that we're seeing that now reflecting on the show. Especially the fact that they're 35.
Yeah, so, I think that's that 35 mark, like with the guys, that's when it kind of kicks in. Like, oh, like, I don't want kids. I remember Jake, like, oh, can't be 40, you know? So it's like, that's when they start thinking like, oh, 40 is not that far. And then did you watch Bachelor in Paradise, the premiere yet? Yeah. And then Grocery Store Joe was like, oh, wait, I am like 5 years from 40, you know?
Right.
So yeah, it's that magic number, I think. Yeah, but he was bothering me this episode. Like, that part I liked, but yeah, I didn't like how it seemed like he's going to be one of those that, like, suddenly it's like, why haven't we, like, done it yet? You know, like, like, oh, I guess it's important to her, but, like, I have more experience and stuff. Like, I don't know, like being more sensitive about it.
Meanwhile, Gil's just trying to get a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, he may be thinking in his head, like, it's just like the next thing that they need to do rather than like, okay, is this truly something Brett and I should be doing? Or do we know each other now? Cause I feel like they laugh off too much without going deeper.
Yeah. It's like, I think they're both trying to be like, maybe they're a little more like aware of the cameras and like trying to come off cool and playful or something. Or cause it seems like he's trying to like, oh yeah. Like I probably would have got a second date. Like they're just trying to like, I don't know, present a certain image or something. And like, they're getting along, but it's very surface level. And she seems to be the only one that's kind of picking up on that. And he seems just totally fine with it. Like, oh, we're attracted to each other. And let's just, we should be, I'm really physical and we should be at that next step kind of thing.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, pretty much that was all we got from them. Last scene with the week. We got with them was trying to get on a hammock and they finally figured it out. He had to get on and balance it. And then she got on and, I mean, that's it. I feel like of all the couples, we know them the least. And I wonder, is that a sign of things are just going to be smooth sailing or they just really don't talk about that much to have enough content.
Yeah. It could be kind of like a Claire and Ryan thing. Not that they're different, of course, but it's like where they almost more just comment on the other couples and a little more, but I don't think it's because like they're trying to be private like Ryan was. I think it's more just like they don't have a ton like deeper than just like, oh, like we're not repulsed by each other, we're, you know, like curious about each other. I don't know, I don't know that they have anything that's really, I don't think what it is I feel like Ryan isn't putting any effort. Like I didn't see him like doing the little things that Gil was doing or Johnny was doing or Jose was doing, you know?
Yeah. Like a surprise with things that she said she liked.
Yeah. They just like are having fun. Like the couple's massage. Okay. Did he plan it? Or is that just like a suggested activity? You know?
Right.
We didn't see anything. She always like, said. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. So where would you rate them?
Let's see. I'm going to give them a 2. I'm not excited about them. I think she's going to get tired of his like sort of indifference or turned off by like any pressure he might give her, because what did he say? Like 3 days from now, who knows where we're at? Like, I felt like he was saying we should be like having sex by then kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but it's not like he's doing like most guys. Well, I don't know. I can't say most guys, but he's not like, okay. Like if you look at Johnny, he's doing all these sweet things, not so that they could get more intimate, but he thinks that's going to help because that's going to make her feel more comfortable with him, start to see him in a more romantic light. And Ryan's not.
He's not professing feelings.
Yeah.
It's like that sort of like, oh, you know, like you'll do kind of thing. Like that's how I feel like he's treating her. Like,
right. She's just a redhead.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, I'm doing you a favor. Like, you're not my typical type. And I'm some prize that I don't know. Like, it doesn't, I think he just thinks like he's more of a catch than he is, too.
Yeah. I also agree with the 2. I, you know, unless I start to see some actual effort on both of their parts, then because even, Rachel surprised Jose with the sea, or what is it, fishing?
Oh, that's true. Like, it was something she knew that he liked, but she was the one that,
so it can go both ways. Mm-hmm. And so until I see some effort on either one of their parts, I'm probably going to stay at 2.
Yeah, I think she thinks the effort is just like getting him to like talk a little more, because that was planted in her head from the friends.
And then we didn't really get anything from them at the pool time. They didn't really.
They just reacted to everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. And then, nothing from them on the next time on. I forgot to mention that Mirla on the next time on does tell Gil that she doesn't want a dog because she doesn't want to have to take him out. And Gil does not seem to like that response, but that could have totally been chopped up and he could have been responding to something else.
Yeah.
He could have probably laughed it off like, okay, you won't have to take him out.
Right.
So, so it's always, it's really hard to read.
Previews, you don't know.
Yeah. So those are our 5 couples. Anything else to add?
I don't think so. Like, I have to watch. I think I'm going to commit to watching Unfiltered, but I just can't commit to watching it before we podcast. So anything new I learn, I'll let you know next week.
Awesome. So Unfiltered, inside scoop.
Yeah. It's my new, like, I'm like, okay, they're giving it to me on the app. Now I can commit to watching it. Right. You were just giving me couples cam before and that just didn't cut it. And Unmatchables. Like,
yeah. They're like, oh yeah, we could put this on there, huh?
Yeah, maybe they were listening. Thank you.
Right. Yes, they are listening to our podcast, so we appreciate it. Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me podcasting about now Bachelor in Paradise, and Asia, you joined us for our last Bachelorette one.
Yes.
So that's still out there, but Bachelor in Paradise has started now, so that's on the feed, podcasting with Haley about that. There always are some parallels with, you know, the Bachelor universe, and Married at First Sight. So and you can keep up with me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper.
Nice. And everyone can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, A-Y-S-H-A Like A-S-I-A. I was on, if you're keeping up with Big Brother 23, I was on the round table this week with Taryn and Melissa, where we talked about the feed so far this week and got into the stock watch. So definitely go check it out. We had a good time. And then I was on the RHAP Rewind last week for MTV Cribs. I was with Jason Reed, Chappelle, and Rob, and we talked about two old episodes of Cribs a couple months ago.
Okay.
And then the fact that it's back We talked about the premiere. So
nice.
Same formula as it used to be. It's just like, if you're interested in seeing those houses, then Cribs is the place for you. It was Big Sean and TJ Lavin from The Challenge.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then also over on Post Show Recaps, I did an Outer Banks podcast about season 2. So definitely go check that out if you've seen Outer Banks on Netflix. It's a solid show. Awesome. Well, another episode in the books. We have a long season ahead because we are still on the honeymoons and we're on episode 5. So we'll see how everything goes.
I think Outer Banks would have been a better honeymoon destination, maybe, for Mirla.
Right? Exactly.
Beaches right there.
Right. I'm not so sure about like the beautiful sand, but at least the water. You can view the water. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.